Fairly mixed action in the markets on Tuesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Of Jesse Allen with this market update. Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics joins us for today's market wrap-up. And Mike, as we look at this grain and oilseed trade, first off, kind of a mixed day, slipped a little bit into the close, and you mentioned to me that it might be due to some news about a potential Supreme Court ruling on tariffs. What's the latest, Mike?
Yeah, they just issued their schedule, Jesse, and we're not sure if it's going to come out Friday, but the U.S. Supreme Court could make a tariff ruling on Friday, and I think this probably was a market mover in the later part of the session. We had already been a weaker bias compared to Monday because we saw some fundamentals flip on us versus Monday. We didn't have the Venezuela support, in other words, a weaker dollar, stronger crude oil trade that we had on Monday's trade. We also didn't seem to have as much of support from the weather side of the equation, whether it was South American weather or whether it was U.S. winter wheat weather. Those two features also supporting Monday's trade and helped give us that nice recovery price rally that we saw to kick off the new year. What we did have on Tuesday that we didn't have on Monday, and I think helped keep the market mostly together, was fresh export sales of U.S. soybeans to China. About 336,000 metric tons. That should take us up to around 10 million metric tons based upon some of the calculations by other people in the import-export market and that are more familiar with the situation as far as the ships being purchased by China's Sinograin or Sinograin. But it didn't seem to be enough to keep us positive on the day. And that's really kind of, I think, where the market wanted to leave it was let's not reward the market with more and additional gains since we didn't have the same fundamentals, but let's not strip too much out of the price that we put in on Monday and try and wait for some more data maybe.
You mentioned Venezuela. Monday, we had that stronger crude oil trade, weaker dollar. We essentially flipped that on the day. Tuesday, weaker crude oil, stronger dollar. As you look at that geopolitical dynamic here on the broader markets, what are you going to be watching as we go throughout the rest of the week here, Mike?
Yeah, two big picture things, Jesse, and then one commodity specific comment I would make is number one, this fits really well into what you and I talked about for over a year now, and that is the new East, new West. These two major political and geopolitical forces essentially battling out for supremacy of how the world's going to be run. This new East, new West mindset with the United States, the head of the new West, and China, the leader of the new East, with Russia right next to him. This is what Venezuela is all about, in my opinion, because of the fact that Iran and China take almost all of Venezuela's oil, and they have been buying it at a cheaper price than what the market price has been. And so it does put a monkey wrench in China's economy from a crude oil standpoint and an energy standpoint. I think more importantly, it puts China more on the defensive in the Western Hemisphere, and they've made huge gains in Latin and South America essentially since President Xi took over in 2012. And I think this was a hard stop for the Trump administration to say no more at this point on that side of the equation. So new East, new West, very much in play here. The second thing I would say politically is President Trump continues, and I'm really surprised that this isn't looked at more in the media, but in terms of general media, the President Trump is really taking a lot of his playbook plays out of President Reagan's playbook from the mid-1980s. Again, we've talked about this, where China is the new Japan when it comes to the big exporter of the world, oversupplying, dumping goods onto the world. President Reagan utilized tariffs. President Reagan utilized the currency markets. And now we have a very similar situation as to what President Reagan dealt with when it came to Panama and Manuel Noriega back in the late 1980s. And so this is not an oddball thing that President Trump's doing at all. It's an oddball thing since the fall of the Soviet Union and since the rise of globalization, but it's not something new given I grew up in the 70s and was studying this in college in the mid-1980s, exactly what was going on essentially. The commodity side of this really rolls into what does the U.S. dollar do with both the Venezuela situation and this new East, new West mindset, And also now, if the Supreme Court does roll back the tariffs, does this give the reason for the dollar bull to come in and buy for two reasons? And that's really the big key as we head and get ready for the WASDE report on next Monday.
How about this livestock complex? Let's touch on that before we close out today. Feeder cattle continuing to show strength. It was a little bit quieter in live cattle and lean hogs, though. Your thoughts, perspective here in the meats as we kick off the new year, Mike?
Yeah, we continue to see the cash market underpin us. We continue to see the consumer underpin us. And now, as we come back for 2026, we saw with the pork export sales of over 53,000 metric tons, hogs are back in it as far as the long side of the market and short covering, and also new record highs in the Dow Jones is helping us too at this point, Jesse. And if you look over your shoulder, you'll see the feeders and fats coming very quickly for those old highs at this point. We closed out Tuesday less than $20 away from the all-time record high in the feeders made back in October and less than $10 from the record high in the fat cattle that was made back in August. And so I think the trade, as long as the stock market wants to head towards 50,000 in the Dow and 7,000 in the S&P 500, the cattle market, I think, is going to try and go after those old highs and retest them.
Mike, anything final you would mention or reiterate to folks here on today's market wrap-up?
Great time to pick up a two-week free trial at globalcomresearch.com. I've realigned a lot of the analysis and blog posts, so it's a lot easier to get through some of the research. But I think it's a really good time to pick something up as far as a two-week trial. They're free of charge on the website.
With that, Mike Zuzolo, Global Commodity Analytics. We always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. Mike, thanks for joining us on today's market wrap-up. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Jesse. Thank you, and Happy New Year, buddy.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well. Mike Zuzolo, President of Global Commodity Analytics, joining us here on today's market wrap-up. And again, find more Global Comm Research. That's GlobalCom with two M's, research.com. That is the market wrap-up for Tuesday, January 6th, 2026, here on the American Ag Network. Find more at AmericanAgNetwork.com or download the Farm & Ranch Media mobile app to your smartphone free today. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.